Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, overcast, a slight chance for a shower, high around 50. Kenosha right now, it's 42 degrees, 45 in Burlington, Milwaukee 44, also 44 in Racine. A 5-year-old child playing with a lighter ignited a fire at a home in Racine at 1310 Michigan Boulevard about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. First fire units getting there and said there was heavy smoke and fire coming from second floor windows of a multi-family residence. Crews able to contain the fire to one of those three units. The Red Cross had to be called in to offer help to the five adults and five children for an immediate place to stay. The damage estimate was about $55,000. Also revived a family dog, apparently by a firefighter using oxygen. 19 years ago, Burlington Mayor Jeanne Hefty went to FEMA's Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland, for a week of training on disaster preparedness. Next week, she's doing it again, focusing on response and recovery as well, part of a 71-member Racine County contingent. At this week's Burlington Council meeting, the mayor mentioned some of the other city officials going to the training facility and noted the invitation from Racine County's Emergency Management Office came after the 1998 exercise involved a tornado disaster scenario.
And when I came back, I did go out to the different groups and talk about at that time was the radios that you could get in your homes. They were pushing that at that time. We really don't know what we're going into when we go there, Monday morning class, but anything that we will be learning, we will be sharing to the community.
The mayor is one of four Racine County officials making a return trip to Emmitsburg for this community-specific disaster training. The others, the Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack, South Shore Fire Division Chief John Kaiser, and Keith Haas, the General Manager of Racine's Water Wastewater Utility, who used to be with the city's Public Works Office. Also scheduled to join the Racine County group, Kenosha County's newly installed Emergency Management Director, Horace Staples. The Village of Tinley Park, Illinois, blaming its former planning director, now Racine Community Development Director Amy Conley, for a costly legal dispute involving abandoned plans to build an apartment complex in that village. Federal court action against Conley says she, quote, acted dishonestly, unquote, and was an, quote, unfaithful, disloyal employee, unquote. Village also says Conley schemed, in their word, to alter development rules for construction in and around the downtown business district in Tinley Park, ultimately embroiling the village in two lawsuits concerning that apartment project, one of which was recently resolved. Conley's attorney calling the allegations, quote, completely false, unquote. Mayor Dickert, only reaction about confidence in Conley to keep moving the city forward. Conley resigned from Tinley Park in May of last year to take the Racine job. This past January, she filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, alleging her suspension by Tinley Park had violated federal fair housing laws. Last night, nobody spoke at the public hearing on the proposed 2018 Gateway Technical College budget, which includes a 4.25% increase in the mill rate. That translates into an increase of about $5 in more taxes on a home in the Gateway District valued at $150,000. During the presentation of the budget to the board on the Kenosha campus, Bill White, Senior VP of Operations, said that Gateway is expecting a slight decrease when it comes to enrollment.
Our assumption for next year is a 2% decrease in enrollment, which you'll see then shows a 2% decrease in tuition and material fees and other fees to go along with that 2% decrease in enrollment. With tuition remaining flat, our per-credit tuition remains at $130.35 per credit.
Capital budget for the next fiscal year, a total of $13 million, $1.5 million for the new police fire training track at the Kenosha Airport, $2 million to be used for classroom remodeling on the Kenosha and Racine campuses. The Gateway Board to vote on the proposed budget at their meeting on May the 11th. And one of three listening sessions held by State Representative Samantha Kirkman and Senator Van Wongard was at the Summers Village Hall. Less than a dozen people in attendance. The topic of discussions included things like the GOP appeals process to the legislative redistricting and that judge's order to redo them. Another woman called for universal health care. That got Senator Wongard saying, that's not a good thing.
Universal health coverage, every other major country in the world has
that.
Yeah,
they're all hurting, and they get crappy care. Go up to Canada. People are coming from Canada. People are coming from Canada to here to get their major medical care.
I have many friends in foreign countries, and that's not the case.
I have many, too, in foreign countries, and they tell me that's why they come here for their health care. Sorry, that's what I hear.
Well.
And I've actually experienced it one time where I had to go have health care, and it was like third world country.
Other issues brought up included voucher schools, transportation funding, the opioid problem, police body cameras. Following summers, the two lawmakers held similar listening sessions at the village halls in Paddock Lake and in Pleasant Prairie. In Kenosha, an ordinance banning people from loitering on street medians adopted by the city council this week, with fines of up to $500 possible for standing or sitting on the medians that are 5 feet wide or less. If you're crossing the street, you're an emergency or maintenance person in the course of your duties, you're exempt. A couple of aldermen, though, a little concerned about firefighters, noting that in the past they have been soliciting donations standing out in the medians. Fire Chief Charles Leipzig says that is no longer an issue.
Fill the Boot is not a department-sanctioned function. It's a local 414 function, fundraiser for MDA. We allow them to do it. It is a safety issue. We pull them out of the middle of the road so they stand on the side of the road.
That ordinance adopted unanimously by the Kenosha Council. In Burlington, May the 16th, the Common Council there will be voting on an agreement with the Burlington Pool Corporation for daily operations, maintenance, and future capital costs related to the new pool at Dever Park. During this week's Committee of the Whole meeting, City Attorney John Belongic told the aldermen this is the final version, except for some administrative fill-in-the-blanks.
I think it's a win-win situation for both the Pool Corp and the city. It's a win for the Pool Corp because it gives the Pool Corp the flexibility they need to properly, you know, operate the pool once it's up and running. And as far as the city goes, I can look you right in the eyes and tell you this protects the city and its taxpayers, period. This is my document. I'm satisfied with it totally.
Said the agreement spells out control of the pool site during certain times of the year, which also covers utilities and other costs. Kenosha's Women and Children's Horizons announcing the appointment of an interim director. Gary Brown began his duties April the 24th. The organization offers a shelter and services for the victims of sexual and domestic violence and abuse. A news release has Brown at nearly 40 years of nonprofit experience, most recently interim executive director of the Shalom Center. Women's and Children's Horizons Board of Directors has put together a search committee and has started the process of finding a new permanent executive director. And take note that it's the National Day of Prayer around the country in Racine beginning at 11:30 this morning. A presentation taking place on the East Deck at City Hall. Music, speeches, other activities planned, government, public safety, military representatives, among those to be on hand. Kenosha's National Day of Prayer event is at noon. That'll be at Christ the King Church on 8th Avenue. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News. 7-